State Street was lined with spectators, including Danielle Browley, whose daughter performed in the parade. Browley says it was also important for her to show up to help honor the country's fallen heroes.
They are, you know, protectors of our country, and we just want to make sure that they are recognized and know that the community appreciates their service, efforts, and time.
Daly Plaza also brought in large crowds for the wreath-laying ceremony, which honored Emilita Sequeira and other Gold Star family members and their loved ones. Sequeira lost her nephew, Sergeant Dennis Kisilov, while he was serving in Afghanistan in 2010.
He's a very quiet guy, very, very smart, very efficient, quiet, but very productive.
She says she's thankful the city came out to recognize him.
This was such a big celebration for him and the rest of the fallen soldiers.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.